This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
She's smiling. You look rested. You've had a week to kind of, you know, get back into the swing of things.
Right.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. We promised a Trash to Treasure follow-up last week and, you know, final numbers. How'd it do?
You guys ready for this?
I'm
I feel
ready.
Like we need a band and a drum roll.
I can give you a timpani roll.
So
hang on. Let me get the electronic timpani ready. Here we go. Drum roll, please. And the amount is?
$11,500.
That deserves a smattering of applause.
I think so.
There you go. $11,500.
I know. Can you believe that?
In 25 and 50 cent and $1 increments.
Absolutely. That is the best turnout of just, you know, items donated, volunteers, people shopping, amount of money that we raised ever.
Involvement, community awareness. I mean, this is the perfect storm package. It's everything. It raises money, but it also brings thousands of people out that become then aware because they're talking to those 30 or 40 volunteers that are out there.
Right.
About Fairhope.
It is. It hits all those points that we like to hit. But you know what I thought was really neat is a lot of people who, you know, they'll make donations when someone passes. Mm-hmm. They'll donate money maybe every, you know, sometimes every month. But others, this is their time. So they bring items in. They drop off their treasures. And then we resell them. And that money that we make, as I just told you, $11,000, almost $12,000. Mm-hmm. That's what the community does for us. They bring, mm-hmm. with this event particularly, they bring us the items they no longer need. We sell those, and that's the money we raise.
So, and it goes to what's called the Memorial Fund.
Right.
Which, again, the volunteers have a big say in what happens with that, right?
They do. In this event particularly, this mm-hmm. is their event. So staff help. Staff are down there supporting them. I'm basically just a cheerleader and sometimes a salesperson. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, this is the volunteers' baby. And so the money that they donate does go back to the Memorial Fund. But we try really hard for them to focus on, is there one thing that they feel drawn to and they feel is important mm-hmm. to give back? So I think we've talked about this before. One year they purchased a bariatric bed, which was like a Cadillac of beds. Mm-hmm. And that's been really important for the Pickering House. It stays there. It serves a lot of needs. So every year they kind of talk as a volunteer team about what they want that money to go mm-hmm. to.
And again, with input from you as to, you know, what's needed.
Right.
You know, where is it best spent?
Right.
And again, the whole idea is that when somebody goes on your service, goes on hospice, there's no bills. There's no it becomes total service.
So, you know, we realize that there are insurances, and just like you would go to a specialist, mm-hmm. there are copays sometimes. So sometimes that happens depending on insurances, but no one is ever turned away because of their inability to pay.
That's the important thing.
That's the important thing. And so what happens then is we have a great team of social workers and billers who say, listen, this is a hardship. Mm-hmm. We need to take care of that. And so the Memorial Fund is what that's used for. All that money in the Memorial Fund goes back to taking care of patients and families.
We're going to talk about why it's important. Number one, we all want choices. But why Fairhope Hospice is your number one choice, too, mm-hmm. when it comes to taking care of families, taking care of those patients. And I know it's important to you, Kristen, that message get out that, yes, you know, when you get to that end, that stage of life, you do have choice.
Yeah, that's so important. It's funny because yesterday I was working with Fairfield Medical Center, mm-hmm. as we do, you know, daily. And, you know, that the situation that someone is in when they're faced with those decisions and that prognosis and that the diagnosis, it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a physician that comes to you and says, this is where we are, this is what you need, your mind, I can't imagine, but I would think that your mind reels. You think about, what do I need to do? What decision do I make? How do I get help? Who do I need to help me? And so when we talk about choice, I want everybody that's listening, you know, to really know that there are many, many hospices. You, every corner you turn, there are many hospices.
Any direction you go.
Absolutely.
There are hospice agencies out there.
Uh-huh, right here in town. Mm-hmm. But what's most important is you have a choice. You have the ability to make that decision based on what you know, what you understand, and the questions you ask.
One of the things that has been so, you know, for the past 15 years is when we talk about the Pickering House, and we talk about the number of patients that have been served there, but look at all the families that have come through and seen that. And then they say to someone else, you know, I've always said, your best advertising is the word of mouth of people that have seen and what you do, and they carry that on to others. And mm-hmm. I think about those thousands of people that have come through with family members, loved ones there, that then go and talk about how great and compassionate and, you know, just everything was just the way you'd want it to be.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm out and about, I'm out in the community a lot. And every time I'm out, someone says to me, hey, I just wanted to let you know, you took care of so-and-so and you know, your staff, but the Pickering House was amazing. And, you know, I don't ever want to take that for granted, because we have that Pickering House is a hidden gem there, and people do have a choice. And that's part of your choice, whether mm-hmm. you want to be at home with Fairhope Hospice, or if you need that little extra care at the Pickering House, those are your options. And, you know, no other hospices in this area have anything like the Pickering House.
Do they? The Pickering House has been that, I call it the glue that holds it all together.
Yeah.
Because it's something that, yeah, as you said, not everybody has that. What about the Anita M. Turner Center? This is another aspect, you know, when you talk about grief, when you talk about that follow-up, the Anita M. Turner Center was also built out of that love for the community mm-hmm. and for that, again, follow-up and the ability to, you know, keep that continuum going.
Absolutely. Anita M. Turner's family, you know, just felt really drawn to allow us to build, you know, what they hoped would be and has become the grief center. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we have some of our billers in there. We have
some administrative
offices.
Some
of our team, right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, that building was built for our grief support team.
Right.
And, you know, what they said and what their hope was is that when someone lost a loved one, sometimes it's really hard to walk back in those doors that first time or ever.
Yeah.
In the Pickering House.
At the Pickering House, or, you know, when you were meeting at the hospital and mm-hmm. various meeting rooms, that got difficult. And the idea was, let's have a site that is similar but has that hopeful feeling to it.
Right. And I think when people pull up on campus, you know, they see that we have a beautiful, beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they realize that Anita M. Turner Center is the grief center. And so when someone comes in and they're going to meet with one of our grief support team members, those offices that we built and the Turner family and everybody involved, I know you had some, helped us with that, and, you know, Tracy. So when we built that, the intent was that you could have a peaceful setting.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit with our team, talk about what you're feeling, what you're going through, and just look into the woods. Experience
right.
that peacefulness.
Right.
Guess what we forgot?
What's that?
We need to give some information.
We always do this.
I know.
We just get into the conversation.
Talk. So if you have any questions, anything that we can help you with, answer, guide you in the right direction, please call 740-654-7077.
Or 800-994-7077 if you still are in the long distance areas. I would also encourage you, because you're doing a lot more posting now on social media, become part of the Facebook page so that you are kept up, because you always kind of posting interesting little things that are happening and, you know, family and personal things about the Fairhope family.
Yeah, and I think that really, you know, our Fairhope family love the families that we serve. And so for us to put them out there on Facebook, we get a lot of great responses from families mm-hmm. because they recognize them. The other great piece on Facebook and our social media is just the information we share. We share a lot of information about grief support, caregiving stress, how to cope.
Right. Well, many people, and again, this is where Facebook and social media has kind of taken some of the sectors that used to be Google and the phone book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the first point of contact, I'm going to go to their Facebook page and get their phone number or get, you know, an idea of where they are. That has become the first point of contact for a lot of people.
It really has. And we're very thankful for that. And, you know, we want it to be as easy as possible for you listening, that you can just make that call, go to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can even send you know, a question or a request or something through Facebook. Mm-hmm. But
right.
all you have to do is just pick up that phone call and ask. And if I were you, you know, I obviously want you to choose Fair Hope Hospice because we've been in this community for nearly 40 years.
Actually, this is 2023. I believe you've been here over 40, haven't you?
Officially, we received our Medicare certification just about 40 years ago.
Okay.
But we have been in this community for since
1981, 82.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but officially, if we're going by the books and the regulations, uh-huh. that's officially when we received our, you know, Medicare certification to bill for our services.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, 40 years.
Yeah. So, you know, that Facebook page and is a great tool for you to reach out to us and know what we're doing, what mm-hmm. we have been doing.
We're talking about choice today and the fact that you do have a choice when it comes to hospice services, palliative care. There's a whole, you know, universe of things that happen. We think Fair Hope is special because of just, I think you use the word compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteers are just awesome. And you do have the Anita M. Turner Center, the Pickering House, physical infrastructure that is, I think, so critical to what you do.
I know. And don't forget that Logan office that we've been in Logan for 20 plus years, but this new office that we just opened, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I read some information yesterday because we do a lot of communication about what happens from day to day with staff. Mm-hmm. And they were able to meet with a family in the Logan office and give some information, do a consult, which is what we call mm-hmm. to give, you know, information to do paperwork. So,
right.
I love that we're using that office. We are bringing our Hocking County friends right to the top, right to the surface, and supporting them.
Fantastic. All right, we're out of time for
again?
Today. Again, yeah.
Oh.
So I guess that means, actually, I think I'll see Dawn next week.
You will.
Because right? you're getting a well-deserved week off, right?
I am going to try to get some sunshine.
All right, sounds like a plan.
All right, thanks for everything,
Thanks, Kristen.
Mark.